Kumlen Rablak Demora, it's Tainus Esther. We are up to on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Tarabon. No, but Tarabon. We are up to Mem Vav Amud Beis. We are up to Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Tarabonon. Yeah, Tarabon. Zayin Amud Aleph, Tarabonon, six lines at the bottom. Actually, no, not. We are up to Mem Vav Amud Beis. Oris Eilach, very good. Okay, so until now we learned about if a shudder is a chazok and not, then we'll invite him. Oris Eilach Chazok, if a guy is a sharecropper and he works in the field, there's no chazok because he has a right to be there. Why would I protest? If it's a mother, my why, what I mean, Adi in the palga, as an oris, he's only entitled to half the fruits, let's say. And Bahash Tekula, now he took all the fruits, so that in itself, and I let him take all the fruits for 3 years, he has a chazokah, and he has a taina that I bought it. Rabbi Yechanan said, did you not scroll here?
No.
It says, La Yehudim Hoysa Oida, then Simcha, then Sasan Oida Zotayda. So Shulchan Aruch says, like Amaroim, you have a share in learning on Purim day before you do all the mitzvahs of Purim. La Yehudim Hoysa Oida, the first thing is Oida, which is Tayda. And then you do Simcha, Sasan, Yikar, then you do all the other mitzvahs that you do on Purim. So therefore, we have to learn 15, 20 minutes. Okay. A breda hobby, we have to follow what it says. Omra Nachman says, okay, the question, before he only had half the field, now he has a full field, isn't that enough? Omra Biechnan, Ba'arise Bote Ovis. We're talking about over here a family lineage of Arisim. The Zayda was an Aris, the father was an Aris, and Mela, there's so much trust here that, you know, I tell you, 1, 2, 3 years, you keep all the produce, the next 1 or 2, 3 years, you give me all the produce. So therefore, this kind of Aris has no chazaka, even if he takes all the produce, because it's very common to give them all the produce. Says the Gemara, what do you want to say? Sorry. Amram Nachman, but Aris, but Nachman says, you're right. But if the Aris hired other Arisin to work in the field and he himself wasn't even there, the original owner, when he sees these people and he didn't protest for 3 years, then it shows that they taka other owners. It's not common for a person to allow the Aris to bring fremded people onto the land. The Aris himself is not there and the Balabosh should be quiet for 3 years, not unheard of. Omer Rabbi Yechon says, Oris shechilik la'arisin. If an Oris divides amongst arisin.
Subcontracts.
Yeah. Eilach Chazaka. Like this. If the Oris, we just said a minute ago, the Oris brings down workers and he himself doesn't appear, the Baal Bos would have said something. And if 3 years go by and say anything, we say it's a chazakah. But if the Aris brings workers, but he himself is still there, he is there as well. Shechal, he divided the words, a lot of work there, but he himself is still there. Then we say there's no chazakah. Why? Because we'll say, my time at Ema, we say, Harmanya ba'alma shavya, that the Balabas gave him permission to bring more workers, a big job. He can bring more workers and he shares whatever profits he makes with these workers, his business, if he cannot do it himself. Interesting word, harmanya. Harmanya is the word in the Zohar usually. You know. I know, but we don't have the Gemara. It's a word in the Zohar. Chassidus, Kabbalah, Humra de Malka. Yeah. I know. I'm saying, but Humra. Okay. Shalach Rav Nachman. Shalach Rav Nachman. Rav Chizda Rav Nachman. Yaakov Rav Nachman. The son of Chizda. Two. Okay, that's Shmam says Homer means Rishus. Sholoch le Rab Nachman, Rab Chizda, Rab Nachman, Rab Yaakov, Yelam Deinu, Rab Beinu. We ask a question: Oris Meir, or Einu Meir? Can Oris testify? Let's say if Reuven hires this Oris to work in the field, Shimon comes along one day and says to Reuven, "The field here is not yours." Can the Oris testify on behalf of the Reuven that the field belongs to Reuven? What's the shaila? Maybe he's in the gabed of it because he has a share in the crops. May you the animate. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef came. Rabbi Yosef was sitting there before them. Amale, he said, Hachi, Amar Shmuel. This is what Shmuel said. There's a big shakotaya amongst the commentators. Who is Rav Nachman? We always learn in Gemara. Is Rav Nachman Rav Nachman by Yaakov? Is Rav Nachman Rav Nachman by Yitzchak? Stam Rav Nachman. One that brings it out from here. Rav Yosef sat in front of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was the generation before Rav Yosef. And here we have Rav Nachman by Yaakov. They don't, for some reason, they don't think it's Rav Nachman by Chizah. But Rav Nachman by Yaakov. So maybe it's Rav Nachman by Yaakov. Omalei hachem Shmuel. So Yosef said, this is what Shmuel said. Aris meid, an Aris can testify. He's not a negay b'dovah. Ready gemara of a time we learned ainu meid. He cannot testify. Loi kasha. How do you get paid about it? Like a paid about it. If there are still fruits in the ground, so the Aris has to collect from there. Of course, he's a negay b'dovah. He wants it to remain with the b'rizal bus. But if there's no fruits in the ground, then he's no longer a negay b'dovah, and he can testify. What do you mean? But he has a vested, as a Rashbam asked, he has a vested interest. If the new guy, if the ma'ar ends up in the field, he'll be out of a job. So he says that the job of an Otis is so much in demand that if he loses this job next year, he'll find another job. Easy. Now the Gemara says, whenever you want to remember a Gemara, the Gemara always finds a simon. Look at the next simon in the Gemara here. Amolek simon. Can you imagine? That the simon. Yeah. How can you use a mole? We're supposed to forget. So Yaakov Emden explains that if you look in the Torah, it says loy tishkach, you shouldn't forget. Loy is a tipcha, and that means loy is a stop, and then tishkach means you should forget. So he's saying here that sometimes they have to use a molek to forget, and sometimes they have to use a molek loy tishkach, you should not forget. Meaning, you should bring it. What do you do with a manuvel? If pogalach manuvel zeh, moshchele beis hamedrash. If a manuvel, the yaitzah hara attacks you, schlep him beis hamedrash and learn. So here we're taking Amalek and we're being milder than the tzutzis of Amalek. But Chassidus always says, so Chassidus says that the Eish is going Amalek v'achirisei ade, what's the portion there? Balak. Ade Ovid. That there is no beater in the tzutzis for Amalek. All the other ra you can move on in the tzutzis of Amalek is so evil, like the Roish, that it has to be destroyed. Ovid, you have to destroy him. So how do we understand that Amalek? Here you have Amalek. By the way, Chabad is also a simon. We had a Baba Kamba in the Chayvul. The Chabad was a simon to remember things. And here you have Amalek. But it's again, because Pasha Zoch is coming up, so therefore we're going to remember because Amalek. That's Memvav.
I think it's forgetting bad influence that he's trying to do.
Well, that's a famous conundrum. You say you should remember Amalek in order to forget it. So if you don't remember, you'll never forget it. What, how can you forget something you always keep remembering? So Chassidus explains that what we're remembering is not the, we're remembering is the identity of Amalek. Because Amalek is not a person or a place. Who's Amalek? What's Amalek? So if we remember the idea, the concept of Amalek, then we'll know what to stay away from. And Amalek, it doesn't have to, it could be in a Zayin and a Zupitza. You know, you can be a look at Frumid, and he's Amalek. He's there to undermine. Okay. Yeah, he's there to undermine, yeah. A cynic. What's that mullet? Tell him what we learned. Arev meyid leloive. We learned that an arev. What we're doing today, by the way, is tomorrow's Gemara. And tomorrow we'll do Shabbos' Gemara. So on Shabbos, you should do Sunday's Gemara. And on Sunday, we'll do Monday's Gemara. That's the plan. So Monday is Labor Day, and we can sleep in. Tell him what we learned. Arev meyid leloive. An arev, let's say Reuben let money to Shimon, and Levi was a guarantor. And then there's a dispute with him, the Arev, and there's a property that the Leiva has, which this property is a lien on. If the Leiva doesn't have the money, Reuben will take the field from Shimon. Levi, the Arev, can, and then comes along a Ma'ara and says that this property that Shimon has is not his. Levi, the Arev, can testify on behalf of Shimon. How can he? Isn't it gay b'davar? Because if Shimon loses the property and then Reuben, the lender, will go, Shimon has no money, he'll go to guarantor. So how can he testify on behalf of Shimon? Who the Isle Ara Acharite, provided that he has other properties as well, that the borrower has another property. So even if he loses this property, the lender still has where to collect from. So then the guarantor has no vested interest in supporting Shimon, because either way he'll get paid. The lender will get paid back. Malve may later. The same token, the Reuven can testify on behalf of Shimon if a Ganav comes, a Ma'ara comes in and says the field is stolen. Reuven can testify on behalf of Shimon. For who the East lay Arach with again, Shimon must have other properties so that Reuven eventually will be able to collect his money from the other properties. If Shimon had no other property but this one, how could Reuven testify on behalf of Shimon? He has a personal interest there to ensure that Shimon retains that property so that one day he'll get paid back from it. What happened? Shimon bought a property and Levi bought a property from Shimon. So the Reuven sold one property to Shimon and he sold the property to Yehuda. Comes along a guy and says that he says to Yehuda, you know the property you bought? It was stolen. The Lekeach Rishon therefore has a right to defend Levi, Yehuda. Why? Because L'chayri is not the Gevud of it. L'chayri is the Gevud of it. What happens if Yehuda loses the property and then there's a Baal Chayv out there? Who's the Baal Chayv going to collect the money from? From Shimon. So therefore, when can Shimon testify on behalf of Yehuda? Only if Yehuda had other properties. So even if he loses this property, the Malva has where to collect from. Okay. What about a kablin? A kablin is a different story. A kablin is an orev, but it's an orev kablin. Orev kablin means two kinds of guarantors in Jewish law. One guarantor is that a kablin is an orev is if the borrower can't afford it, like here today, they come to me. A kablin is I say to you, come to me. It's your choice whether you go to the borrower or you go to me. Now the Rashbam says something fascinating here, which the Shach argues vehemently. But the Rishbam says, you know why a Kabbalah is a Kabbalah? Actually, listen to the Rishbam because he says the Rishbam. The Rishbam is Kabbalah, the top of the page. Kabbalah says the Rishbam, what differentiates a Kabbalah? Normally, we learn Pshat, it's the wording. The way you word it. I'm taking that an Odev says, I guarantee that if a Shimon can't pay, I'll pay. That's an Odev. And a Kabbalah says that I guarantee you can come and collect from me. The Rishbam says much more than that. Orev Kabbalah, you know what makes him a Kabbalah? The words alone don't make you a Kabbalah. It's Shekibul Hamoiz Miyodi Shalmalva V'Nosin L'Dei Shalayva. Hear what Rashbam says, that the Orev Kabbalah, the loan goes directly to the Orev Kabbalah, to the guarantor, and then he passes it on to the... So therefore, because the lender, as if he lent directly to the guarantor, he can go to the guarantor first. Zeu Dina. And the din is, that me, Sheyirza Hamalva Yipara Tchila. From where everyone he wants to go, he go first. Abel Orev Stomme, but Stamen Orev ain't Tavin La Orev Chili. Not allowed to go to the guarantor. Achi Yamid Malva La Leiva Bedin. Until first the Malva pursues the Leiva according to his rights. The Yechayvu La Shalom, the Leiva has to pay. And the Ein La Malva Freud doesn't have what to pay. But Oz Yigba Min Orev, then he can go to the Orev. So his Bam Chidish is that the Kabbalah has accepted. So then the question everybody asks is if the Kabbalah accepted, then why can't he go to Leiva? Then the Kabbalah is a Leiva. If the Kabbalah physically has to take the money, the Orev Kabbalah, that means he's a borrower. So what right does he have to go to the borrower first, the lender? It should be the other way around. It should only go to the guarantor. Anyway, that's his opinion. Okay, Gavaiti Gemara, Kablin. So since the lender can go directly to the Kablin, can the Kablin now defend the borrower if there's a property there? Amila, there's some say he can testify, just like an Arab, you can testify. He's not in the Gebe Dabar, but one... Others say, Einu made, he cannot testify. Why can't he testify? Why shouldn't the Kabbalah be able to testify? If the borrower has other properties, we said before, when can an Odev testify if the borrower has other properties? So even if he loses this one, the Baal Chayv can collect another one. So why by a Kabbalah can't he testify? The reason is as follows. A Baal Chayv is entitled to a Beinonis. So if the Odev Kabbalah, let's say the Leiva loses his field. Leiber loses his field. He used to have 50 fields. He had an Edis, the best field. The Bain is average. The Buddha is the worst. The Baal Chayv is entitled to the Bainis. But if the Leiber now loses the field, he no longer has a Bainis. The Baal Chayv says, why should I collect the Buddha is? I'm going to go to the Kabbalah and take his field and get my Bainis. So therefore, even if you lose one, even if you have other fields, doesn't in any way guarantee the Kabbalah that he is going to be safe. Because the Baal Chayv is entitled to a bainis, and if the Leiva loses his bainis field, the Baal Chayv, instead of collecting the burias from this guy, will go straight to the Kabbalah. So the Kabbalah is the Gebe David, he wants that the guy should retain all three fields so that the Baal Chayv, yeah. So even if the other guy has fields, he's still concerned. Amri Lameid, now those who say the Kabbalah can testify, he's like a guarantor, as long as the borrower is left with fields, you won't shepherd the guarantor, so therefore he's not the Gebe David. But the others say, "Ainu made." You cannot testify. The nichalei the lehevi biyode tavayu. Others say he should not testify. The nichalei the lehevi biyode tavayu. It's better that he has both. That what? He's happy for the Baal Chayv to keep as many fields as he has. He also Baal Chayv. The Baal Chayv comes to collect. My the boy shakel, what he is entitled to, he will collect. Because if the loiva has all the fields, including the beini, then the Baal Chayv and the Baal Chayv will go to the borrower. But if the beini field is taken away, then the Baal Chayv will come along to the kabbalin to get what he's entitled to. Stop here, make sure.